Yay!
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
How's everybody doing? A little bit of a casual episode today.
Casual episode coming to you Tuesday.
Maybe like a snail's pace. This is the only thing with the new schedule we were worried about. Currently,
yeah.
The Broadway grosses have not yet been released.
No.
For me, it's crazy because it's 10 p.m. on a Tuesday. But for Savvy Gabby over there in New Hampshire, it's 4 p.m. Broadway League.
Yeah, it's 4 p.m. They're usually out at about noon, and they're usually pretty good about that. So I figured, like, yeah, we'll just make our new recording time Tuesdays, and that might have been a mistake this week. It would have been awesome if we also had, like, a ton of stuff to talk about. No, we don't. So
not at all.
We'll
baby.
Elaborate on the things. We'll come up with alternatives for some content today. What I'm hoping is that the Broadway League bestows us with the information in, I don't know, some amount of time between now and the next 45 minutes.
And then you guys can see our live reaction.
Live reaction of the grosses.
No matter what we do, they will come out the second we stop recording. So
exactly.
If they don't come out while we're doing it, it's going to happen literally the second we
Yeah, end. Which would suck and would make next week's grosses crazy. But,
crazy.
But as of now, I got a few fast facts for us today. I tried to elaborate on every fact that I could because it was a very slow week. We didn't get anything other than some casting announcements for a few things. But on the topic, more casting was announced for Room. Casting was announced for The Cottage. Bad Cinderella started previews. Between Riverside and Crazy completed its run on the 19th. And Parade's previews start tonight, which is really cool. Congrats to the 30 people making their Broadway debut in that or some whatever
Hell
that statistic
yes.
is. I also didn't know that Parade is opening on Thursday, March, is it the 16th? 16th or 17th, I might say. And I was like, I saw opening date was the 16th or 17th. And I'm like, I'm seeing it very close to then. And looked up the date the day of the week that opening night is, and I do in fact have a ticket for the final preview.
What?
Or else I totally would have just tried to be there opening night. I completely forgot that opening. I thought the show didn't open for like another week or something, and then I wasn't even close. But I guess I'm seeing the final preview, which is fine. It's fine. But I totally would have altered my schedule to get to New York a day later and just push everything down. But the great thing about this, though, is I get to see Hercules, which is okay. I watched the movie for the first time.
You had never seen it?
No, on Saturday night.
Oh, my
I've
God.
I've never seen Hercules. And my friend Chloe is like, this is my favorite movie. Like, you have to watch it. And I was like, I will. So, you know, I was talking about how I'm in Little Women this past week. We had some COVID in the cast. So after opening night, we had to suspend the rest of our performances. The producer, they're not producers, but the people producing the show are talking to MTI today, seeing what we can do. So hopefully something happens, but I don't know. I'm
Best
going to
luck,
Florida
yeah.
the weekend that we're trying to reschedule floor, so I probably won't be in the show.
Understudy, get in there.
Which
Ready.
Is fine. Oh yeah. But I was pissed. I'm pissed because like I was like I've never been to like an opening night for like anything substantial.
Yeah.
I saw the final preview for a show at Egunkwit and it was great. But I was like, oh, I've always wanted to do that like cool opening night buzz and because that opening night, like there's gonna be so many cool people there. And I looked at tickets for opening night and they're the same price and they haven't sold out yet. So I'll talk about Parade announced quite a few ticket incentives. So I don't know. Maybe I'll just stay and see the show twice in 2 days.
Do it. Why would you not?
Just drop another $150 on a ticket.
Sell your other tickets. What are you doing?
It's not that easy. It is not that easy.
Do they have like your name on them or something?
Well, it's one ticket, but it's yeah. I mean, you can go on like Facebook and shit, but like it's not like the Schuberts are gonna be like yeah. No, we'll buy it back. Yeah, easy. So
well, not the Schuberts, but somebody wants to see it. Final preview. I'll get one of my friends from Wagner to buy that ticket off of you.
I mean, I'm down seeing the final preview, but
I'll
just
text
the fact,
them right now.
The fact that I was 24 hours away, I'd have to change my trains. It's okay. But hey, ask anyone if anyone wants to come with, because I think the seat next to me is open still.
Someone wants to do that.
Someone, but they would be okay seeing it. Oh, okay. See,
yeah,
they'd be okay seeing it if it was my seat. What about the one next to me?
I don't know. I mean, I guess they would. I guess they, yeah. What? I don't know. That sounded mean.
Oh, you're going to be there? Fuck you.
I wasn't trying to say it like that. I'm saying like no, the incentive of the ticket's already purchased if you want to get it. Or yeah, you could go with my friend who you've never met and sit next to him while yeah, he true. Watches the show in the front row.
You know what else yeah. is cool? I got a few things to talk about of Parade here, but I don't really want to go out of order yet. I saw someone made a TikTok about going to see the final preview. No, the final dress of Parade. And took a little like vlog video, and I noticed in that video they kept the stage sit. They kept the Ben Platt stays on stage for intermission.
Of course they did.
What do you mean? Of course they did. We talked about it like a few months ago when it was at the City Center, and we were like, if it transfers, like he probably won't do that.
Okay,
but they kept it.
I'm gonna need some like some reversal happening, because I'm almost certain I said that was part of Michael Arden's brilliant artistic vision.
It is part of his brilliant artistic vision, but I thought when it moved to Broadway that it would be unsustainable for him to stay on stage every night during intermission.
And I said that he absolutely would stay on.
Did you? I'll pull up the audio clip.
Yeah,
for
pull it up, because I know.
You want me to
know,
pull it up now if you want to start talking about our next?
Yeah, I will. Yeah,
go ahead. Go ahead. I'm gonna go on mute.
Okay, so, man, this is taking a long time. Yeah, so Josie Lana and Conrad Riccamora, who originated their roles in Here Lies Love on... Oh, it's Jose. There it is. That makes way more sense. Here Lies Love, off-Broadway 10 years ago at the Public, are going to be reprising their roles for the upcoming Broadway run, which is really interesting. I love when people do that. Obviously, it's nice to get, like, young, fresh talent out there and let people start in the industry. But this is also a really cool thing, because I'm pretty sure the show is mostly centered around just the two of them. If it's not, it's literally just the two of them on stage. I saw something else that was doing... Oh, yeah, we talked about it last week, where the concert is for the show that I thought was Parade. They're having a lot of the cast members back for the reunion concert. I love a classic reunion concert. We also have... I'm plowing through, Gavin. Casting was announced for Once Upon
One
More Time! Let's go! Except... no one that either of us recognized off the dome. So we go next point. You have it.
I'm still looking. Skip to this one.
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. There is a new play called Grey House coming to Broadway. The first to open in the 2023-24 season, directed by two-time Tony winner Joe Mantello. And the cast includes two-time Tony winner Laurie Metcalf. It's going to the Lyceum Theater. Starting April 29th, a little hello on Broadway reference for you, if you get it. I haven't heard anything about Grey House, but definitely Joe Mantello has quite the resume. In fact, using this handy-dandy little resource that Gavin introduced me to, why don't we pull up everything he's done, if I can do it quick enough?
I couldn't find it.
You couldn't find
it? No, it's going to be way too hard, because we published the episode in, like, November.
Yeah. We can do it another time, and then I'll wipe the floor with my incredible ideas. Let's see. Yo. Man.
What did I miss? What are you talking about?
I'm currently introducing the Internet Broadway database to see everything that Joe Mantello has done.
Joe Mantello? That's
yeah.
a great idea. Yeah, have you already talked about the... So, I forgot, not forgot, but have never come across the Internet Broadway database, which is powered by the Broadway League, who is our op right now because they still haven't published the grosses.
Yeah.
But the Broadway League has this, like, little website database if you go to... Oh! No, they tweeted, but it's not the grosses. The Broadway League announces its inaugural League Leadership Awards, honoring members for their extraordinary service. I'm commenting, cool. Publish the grosses. Go follow me on Twitter at Savvy Gabby.
You did not just say that.
I did. I said, cool, publish the grosses.
Oh.
So we're looking for Conrad Rickamora or...
No, Joe Mantello. We got Boys in the Band, Glass Menagerie. Come on now. Three Tall Women, Hillary Ann Clinton. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Come on. This guy has everything.
Yeah. He's Last got... Ship,
The Other Place.
Are these all? Oh, directed by. Oh,
yeah, okay. Directed.
Oh.
Yeah, I was saying everything. He's, 9 to 5.
Yeah, Joe Mantello. That's right. Because I just.
The Odd Couple.
I said that he was going to be. What's he directing that I put in the notes for?
What? He directed Wicked?
Like, Joe Mantello?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, okay. Now let me go through his big hits because I thought those were his big hits. Here we go. Wicked. Take Me Out. Assassins. The Odd Couple. Let's see if there's one from before. Angels in America. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So this guy's awesome.
Yeah, Joe Mantello. This is the guy. Joe Mantello's the guy who is directing. He was. Is this the person who was in Dancin as a dancer and is now directing Dancin?
Director. Let's see.
Dancin Broadway. I swear it's him. Oh, that's 2017. Bob Fosse's Dancin's coming to Broadway. Because I swear I just saw Tamsin Fidel and the Broadway.com peeps sat down with someone. Joe Mantello, I swear, because it won't show up on here until the show opens. But we can look, because I know it's going to the music box. So let me look under the music box. See, it's so great having this little database, because now we can easily pull stuff up. Bob Fosse's Dancin. Production staff. I don't care that Tara Rubin directed it or cast it. Directed by, Wayne Cilento. So different. Different guy. They got to look similar, right? Let me look up a pic of him and Joe Mantello.
He's got a pretty distinct
Because I know Joe
look.
Mantello, they actually look pretty similar. Look up what Wayne Cilento looks like.
Okay.
Because they look, him and Joe Mantello do not look unlike. Or I'm just like crazy. Because I knew Joe Mantello was like a super famous, respected director.
Yeah, I heard his name a bunch.
But there's like one pick.
They look nothing alike, Gavin. What are you talking about?
No, there's one pick of him that makes him look very. I think it's just the gray hair. I think it's just.
Okay, yep. I see the picture you're talking about. This is great for a podcast. It's good.
Yeah, exactly. But. Anyways, I also wanted to talk about the fact, did you get through all the points except the parade one?
Yep.
So the upcoming
except for
revival,
Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, the upcoming revival of parade has announced quite a few alternative ticket options. For my own research and just from looking at like notable performances, like I talked earlier about like, oh, what does opening night look like? What does first preview look like? What does a Saturday night look like? They're selling all right. Compared to Sweeney Todd, they're not selling well at all. Sweeney Todd is just like, you know, equally as hyped. I feel like equally they're battling for best revival, equally similar productions, even though Sweeney's a bigger production, doesn't have Jason Robert Brown conducting, which I did learn that Jason Robert Brown is there every night conducting the show.
What?
Which is going to be so cool. Because I saw a video of Bows from their invite address the other night and he was there bowing with them. And I'm like, that means he was in all black. Like he's 100% there,
oh
which
my
is
God.
Super cool. Which is super, super cool.
That's insane.
Yeah. So I didn't think, I was messaging with some theater TikTokers and I was like, hey, do you think from your experience, will Parade and Sweeney do a rush or a lottery or something? And basically what I was getting was like, Sweeney, yes, Parade, no. And so far we have Parade, yes, Sweeney, no, because we have not heard anything from Sweeney Todd. They have announced Rushed, Standing Room Only, and Lottery, which are all going to be $45, which is really good.
Yeah.
I'll take it. It's better than the $80 for Into the Woods or whatever it was. Previews begin today, and as far as I know, you can start rushing right now. I mean, they didn't say, like, only when the show opens. Like, as far as I know, you can show up tomorrow morning and get a rush ticket. Their Lottery and Standing Room will follow traditional rules and such, like 10 a.m. and after the show sells out and stuff like that. Their Lottery will also be on Telecharge because they are in the Jacobs Theater, which is a Schubert organization, and they will be rushing on Telecharge because Schubert Monopoly.
Bang, bang, bang.
But I also wanted to just take a little detour, and I have a fun little, with playing with this internet Broadway database, I didn't know. Do you know who the first person to ever EGOT is? I would be really surprised if you knew, but like now that I know, I'm like, oh, that's cool. It's a theater person.
It's gotta be John Legend.
It's not. It's like a theater person. There is a theater named after this person.
Angela Lansbury?
No. No, it's a white dude. Old white dude.
Oh, big surprise. Okay.
And
an old white dude?
An old white dude. I can tell you who his collaborator is, which will give it away. But it's one of those iconic duos.
Okay. We got Cantor and Ebb. We got Richard Rodgers.
It is Richard Rodgers. Nice. Nice. Cause I was like, there's
chicken,
no
cheese tender biscuit. Yeah, there we go.
There's no, like, I had no idea that it was Richard Rodgers. Like, of all the people to EGOT, like, he did some lit things. Like, he had the whole Rodgers and Hart enterprise until what's the guy? Oscar Hammerstein stepped in and was like, yo, I'm better and I'm not an alcoholic. And it's just like, yeah, my bad. But Rodgers and Richard Rodgers.
Hey.
Doing it. He's the first person to ever, like, I don't know, of all of the people in history, I'm just like, nice, Richard Rodgers.
I was not expecting that at all, actually.
It's also interesting to see, like, I'm also curious as to, like, where all these, like, famous Broadway people grew up and lived, and I'm yet to find, like, a super famous composer that wasn't born in New York City. So far, the only ones that I've looked at are Richard Rodgers, Lawrence Hart, Oscar Hammerstein, Stephen Sondheim, Lin-Manuel Miranda, just kind of going down the timeline, which, yes, I understand there's lots of people.
Yeah, I mean, to break your heart, there are a lot of them.
Oh, tons, but like, why are the best of the best? What about like Alan Menken?
Alan Menken's from Jersey, I think.
Hey, close enough. Manhattan.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, New Rochelle. Okay. So he's... Oh, is he a Nepo baby?
Is Alan Menken a Nepo baby? That might need to be the title of today's episode.
I mean, New Rochelle in the 50s. Like, you gotta have money to live there.
Yeah. Yeah, went to New York University. Yeah, like I said, like...
Okay,
all these
in-state tuition. Okay.
All these Broadway composers grew up in New York City, which I think is just so funny.
Let's see. Bob Fosse, hometown. I know he's not a composer, but...
But yeah, that's true. What about Joe Mantello?
Bob Fosse's from Chicago. Chicago.
Okay, Joe Mantello's from Illinois.
Is he from Chicago?
Rockford. I don't know where that is.
I'm going to say 40 minutes outside of Chicago.
You looking it up on Google Maps?
Yeah.
While you do that, I'm going to tell you that John Cardoza...
Yeah, it's a suburb of Chicago.
Nice. John Cardoza is the new Christian in the Moulin Rouge tour, starting on Thursday, March 23rd in Dallas, which I thought was pretty cool. I'm pulling for any sort of news here this week. It is pretty dry.
Yeah, man.
But I got to think of new... We got to come up with, like, new and cool Broadway, like... trivia questions from this, because you can really dive deep in here. It's also interesting to see. I would love to know to rate a rating on like which are the best, like in history, which theaters have had the best retention in their shows, like which have had the longest running and quote most successful shows. The Majestic has had a few. I mean, Phantom is just a big boom, and then they had 42nd Street and The Wiz and Fiddler and other ones that I'm not remembering, but like, I don't know. It's
42nd Street, Funny Girl. We were just
Funny Girls. Yeah, right. So I don't know. I'm just interested to see if they were to like rank their theaters as to like which have just notoriously been like which aren't cursed or something. But that's all that I had for any sort of information and update this week. It would be so awesome if the grosses would drop right now, because I would love to pivot to those. But at this point, we're probably just going to have to go without the grosses this week, which is really frustrating.
Also, happy birthday, Corn Blue.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. This is week ending 212, so Noah has not been updated. But yeah, pretty cool. I don't know if you had any updates from Italy or anything else you wanted to talk about. But this can just be a shorter episode.
I don't have much. There's nothing for me to update here. You know, it's Italy. It's all right. You know.
Oh, also, the casting was announced, so I could say I'm going to be spending the month of June playing Rolf in The Sound of Music at Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, which is going to be fun.
Yes.
I get my little princess track, get to travel a little bit, which will princess be cool. Princess track, more like Nazi track.
Yeah, big reveal. It's the same thing in Cabaret. It's a big reveal. I just thought about that.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, Cabaret, Ernst has the... Oh, he's so sweet.
Right.
And
I see.
And then there's
what you
the
mean.
Reveal of him being a Nazi.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, because Rolf, spoiler alert for the 100-year-old musical, because Rolf at the end of Sound of Music is like, they're like looking for the Von Trapps, and then he's like, oh, there's no one here. Like, and he kind of redeems himself a little bit, even though he's a Nazi.
Yeah, I mean, you can butter up your track as much as you want. He's a Nazi.
Could you imagine if I try to like make him
redemption
like a
arc.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
he has good
man.
Intention. He just got swept up in the wrong
he
spot.
Got, he got caught up.
Yeah.
He doesn't. He's not like like
he's
not
like other boys.
He's not like other anti-Semites. But yeah, it'll be fun. Come see me, guys.
Gavin, if I can, I will.
You should. Like,
I'll try.
Could you imagine?
Wherever either sick. One of us end up this summer, we gotta see our
yeah,
shows.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be fun. Yeah. That would have been fun because they just announced their casting for Footloose too.
Ooh.
So should be some cool people out there. Gonna be fun. Gonna
be
so
fun. I'm still in limbo with my summer plans. We'll see what happens.
In limbo. If anyone wants to hire Liam.
No, if anyone's listening who is
listening. Tell Sea Office, you guys listening?
Yeah.
Hey.
What was that?
I said Tell Sea Office, you guys listening?
Tell Sea Office.
Like the casting office of Tell Sea Incorporated, who casts like most big Broadway shows.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ma. Yeah.
Liam's ready. This is such a weird episode. I don't know. I just feel like I don't know what to do without the grosses. This better not happen again, or we just are gonna need to transfer to Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Maybe if next week comes and there's still no grosses and we're going to record again, we're just going to not say anything and upload an episode a day late.
Yeah. So I just got a notification. Mexico's former head of public security found guilty on taking bribes from Sinaloa drug cartel. Come on.
Fuck.
God.
Damn.
I try so hard, you know?
Yeah, maybe we should just give like other news. Like other things that are happening because we like don't have Broadway news.
Yeah,
can you elaborate on this a little more?
Yeah, I can. So, well, there's also plenty of other news this week. I mean, Biden made his first visit to Ukraine since
really?
All this stuff happened. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And that went, I think, pretty all right for him.
I mean,
the BAFTAs happened. We can talk about the BAFTAs.
The BAFTAs? The,
yeah.
What
does it stand for, Gavin?
The
I'll give you the first B.
Black.
I'll give you B. What?
Is it not like the Black Theater Awards?
No, it's British Academy Film Awards.
What am I thinking
opposite
of
that?
What am I thinking of? Oh, Black
really?
Theater
fucking
Coalition.
Austin Butler
I'm thinking
won
of something else.
For Best Actor. God, that movie was not good.
What the heck?
I'm sick of this Austin Butler bullcrap.
I'm sick of this Austin Butler
How about
guy
that?
And his one role.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever.
We can...
I think Brendan Fraser should have won. How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
All Quiet on the Western Front. I'll take that.
We could give
Kate Blanchett.
Is it too early to give our Tony predictions? You know what's going to suck?
What?
You know what's really going to suck? I'm going to be flying to my summer stock gig on the night of the Tonys, which is going to stink.
No way.
Stink. Because I start rehearsals the next day. So I don't know. I don't know what I'll do. That's a later problem.
Fly in the morning.
I think.
Don't fly at 7 p.m.
Why would I fly the morning of rehearsal?
No, fly the morning.
Oh, right. Well, I mean, like, yes, but like I'll be getting there and then the Tonys will be on.
How long is the flight? That would be a great way
to meet.
A
while, like 8 hours. It would be a great way to meet.
8 hours to Idaho? Everybody. What?
Yeah, I got to take 2 flights. You cannot fly direct to Idaho.
There's no Boston to Idaho direct?
No.
What? What? Are people just not going to Idaho?
No. No, that's exactly the reason.
Oh, man.
But...
Man, I've never heard of most of these movies or actors.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know. My premature Tony predictions. I think, I don't know. Either, what are some revivals we've had this year? Parade, Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, I don't even know who's eligible for this.
I think Into the Woods is eligible.
Will this be 24? No, it's 23.
What?
Nominees will be announced May 2nd. Who's eligible?
Oh, that's soon, actually.
Oh, it's this
actually.
Whole season. It's this whole season. Never mind.
Yeah.
Let's hit it,
Woods,
then. Let's hit it.
Into
okay.
the Woods, Parade, Sweeney Todd. What are some other big revivals? I'm trying to think. I just pulled the roses from last week and look at what's running right now. That's kind of it. Other than stuff that wasn't notable. Best Musical is Kimberly Akimbo. Best Featured Actress... in a musical is probably gonna be Victoria Clark and Kimberly Akimbo because she
Camelot is gonna be eligible.
Oh, I don't see that being a contender if I'm TBHing you.
Well, and we need to consider Shucked for best musical.
Yeah, unless it's better than Kimberly Akimbo, which I doubt. Because Kimberly Akimbo...
I'm joking. I don't think Shucked is going to be anything.
Oh, really?
What is it about? It's fucking corn?
Shucked? I've heard it's hilarious. So, I don't know. I'd love to see it.
Great. Yeah.
The stuff that I'm seeing is awesome. but from this season, the things that have opened this season are Anne Juliet, A Beautiful Noise. These are just musicals. Kimberly Akimbo... Is that it? Something Hot.
I have the whole list here. Are you ready?
Oh, do you?
Not even if it would have a chance, but it's eligible. Almost Famous. Kimberly Akimbo, Anne Juliet, uh-huh. K-pop, A Beautiful Noise.
Yes.
Jump Off the Building. Okay, Some Like It Hot, Bad Cinderella, New York, New York, Shucked, and that's it.
Okay, I like Kimberly Akimbo out of those. Unless New York, New York is just sneaky awesome, which it probably will be.
It's probably going to be good, but like, oh, I didn't know it was based on a movie.
New York, New York? Yeah, it's Cantor and Ebb. They did the music for it. Yeah.
Okay.
And then was like, I'll sit down with you and help you make some new
stuff. Okay, here we go.
What if, you know what would be awesome if New York, New York, they just announce like the rest. I don't think they finished their ensemble casting and stuff, and then Lynn just puts himself in it. Oh, it'd be awesome. That's like him. Because you know how he helped with Bring It On? And like, it's like very similar here where he just like helped with music for Bring It On and like wrote songs for New York, New York. Like, it's like if he put himself in Bring It On.
Oh my God.
Give
there
me
are
my
so many plays.
Mint.
New York, New York.
I don't know.
It's a hell of a town.
I don't know for that. What about revivals? Is that on there?
I'm going to do best play because there's about 43 of them.
No, I know, but like, I don't know. I wouldn't be able to give you a guess.
I have a guess.
You do?
Kite Runner, Leopoldstadt, Cost of Living, Walking with Ghosts, Mike Birbiglia, Birbiglia. There we go. Shut up. I've had a long day, okay? Christmas Carol, Ain't No Mo, Between Riverside and Crazy, The Collaboration, Pictures from Home, Good Night, Oscar, Life of Pi. That's what I think of the woman. Peter Pan Goes Wrong.
Ooh.
Fat Ham. Room. Prima Facie.
Prima Facie? I forget how you say it. It's a
Prima
big deal, though.
That was with a C. Facie.
Prima Facie.
Summer 1976, the Thanksgiving play.
Mm-hmm.
Of that, I think nominated will be Peter Pan Goes Wrong, Life of Pi.
Pictures you think Peter Pan Goes Wrong is going to get a nomination?
Yeah.
Really? I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, Play That Goes Wrong was like up there when it was nominated.
Did it win? I don't know.
It did not win.
Plays on Broadway.
But it was the same thing as Something Rotten. Like, they made mm-hmm. a marketing campaign out of not winning. Like, right. Something Rotten campaigned itself as
it's like
loser
Beetlejuice.
Best musical.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Christmas Carol will get a lot of nominations. It won't get Best Play, but it'll get a lot.
Christmas
like,
Carol because it was one. Yeah.
If Jefferson Maze doesn't get at least a nomination, if not Best Actor in a Play,
that'd be crazy.
I will be irate.
That'd be crazy. Can you give me the Best Revival of a Musical nomination?
And Leopold Stock will also be nominated.
Oh, absolutely.
Win.
I think Leopold Stock could absolutely win. It's between that and Life of Pi for me.
Okay.
Even though I've seen none of them.
I think it's going to be, without seeing it, it's between Sweeney Todd, Parade, and Danson.
Can you read
but,
the
Yeah. I'm going to Gavin Blonda. You read the news, I read the random shit, okay? Into the Woods, 1776. Sweeney Todd, Camelot, Bob Fosse's Dancin', Parade. Now.
Was that it? We were only missing Dancin' and
Dancin', yeah. God, Dancin', I forgot there was a
Dancin' and Camelot and what else?
1776.
Okay, everything but Dancin' in 1776. Or maybe Dancin' could get a nomination. But I don't think it'll
win, but I mean the history, I feel like it should.
I think the clear nominees are Parade, Sweeney Todd, Into the Woods.
Into
which
the
is
woods,
so stacked. Like so like
I don't,
three just
I would
amazing
hate
productions.
To be a Tony voter based on this revival season. Oh my God.
I'm going to have seen all three of them. I mean, I'm seeing the tour of Into the Woods, so I'll be able to make a pretty good judgment.
It's most
by
of the
cast. Time.
It's most of the
yeah,
people who are
but
there.
But it's who was on Broadway, so. And it's just the production. It's not necessarily based on the actors, even though yes it kind of is.
And here's my thing. I think that is why Into the Woods won't get it is because it is based on the production. And how much can you do with a
you mean
Into
it's based
Woods?
On is based on the actors in the production?
No.
Oh, you think Into the Woods will get it?
No.
Oh.
I think it won't get it because it's based on the show and not the performances. That makes sense?
Yeah, but I was saying Oh, I see what you mean. Yes. Yep.
I think the actors carried the show.
I see. I was saying
this wasn't
the same thing.
Like a marvel of direction. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it. I'm sure it was fantastic.
It's the actors. Absolutely.
Sweeney sounds like it's going to be like a, in a good way, like grotesque reimagining on the largest scale possible with a 26 piece orchestra. And I feel like there's going to be blood
just
spewing
big.
Into the
just
freaking
big.
Audience.
Yeah.
Just big in every way,
mm-hmm.
which it's been a long time since there's been a Sondheim show that got like a realistic treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of his shows aren't written that way.
This will be Sondheim on Sondheim. Boom.
Meet me at the donut. Yeah.
Parade be like, this isn't over.
I want Parade to win it, but I really, really
has Jason
want
Robert Brown
Sweeney
ever
Todd
won a Tony Award? I feel like
what
yes, right?
Say? Yeah.
For a revival. Of his,
I don't know, but I think he's had like two revival. I don't know what has been revived of his.
I don't know. I'm just curious as to like, because what's won for best musical, right? What if his is won? Because yes, he's won a Tony, but
I think Bridges won.
Has anything won? You might be right with that. Actually, that doesn't sound wrong at all.
Yeah, he won best score in 2014.
I'm thinking best musical. Or best revival.
Okay, I'm getting there. I don't think any of his shows have had revivals. He's a pretty young. I mean, young in general. Hold on. Best score.
Let's see. So, credits and awards. These are the Tony Awards he's won. Best original score written for the theater is he's nominated for Mr. Saturday Night. He won Best Orchestrations for Bridges of Madison County, won Best Original Score for Bridges of Madison County. And won Best Original Score, a Best Original Musical Score for Parade. So he's never won one of the two major Production Awards, which is best or best revival.
I don't know. Hang on.
Let's see if he's won anything.
He beat them out in 2014.
For Bridges of Madison County?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Let's see.
Best revival of a play. The revival of musical was Hedwig.
It wasn't even nominated for Best Musical.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that sounded right to me. Gentleman's Guide.
Okay, yeah. Oh, that was the crazy year. Hang on.
2014.
Man, that's embarrassing. I should have known that. I thought it was 2013, though.
Man, we're doing a lot of looking up on this. We need, like, a producer on this who will, like, sit here and just look stuff up for us.
Yeah.
Tony Award for Best Musical nominees in 2014 was Aladdin, Beautiful, Gentleman's Guide, After Midnight. I think that might be it.
I think Bridges could have gotten it over After Midnight. Are you kidding me?
You think so? Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, not to throw shade, but, like, Aladdin, Bridges is a gentleman, oh my God, I can't speak right now. Bridges is a better show than Aladdin.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have I seen it? No.
I don't know. But let's see. New musical, 2014 Tony Awards. Cool, came up with nothing. Thanks very much. That's so helpful.
What were you looking up?
Yeah, I mean, this is absolutely a stacked year. And
yeah,
I don't know. I'm a little surprised Jason Robert Brown's never won something. I think this could be the year. I mean, it's just so stacked in this category of best revival, but I don't know. Yeah. After Midnight, Aladdin, Beautiful, and Gentleman's Guide took it home. Which is pretty stacked, having Beautiful, Aladdin, and Gentleman's Guide. I forget, Aladdin's so much newer than I think it is. Like, yeah. So much newer.
Well, yeah, because they were doing Mary Poppins in the New Amsterdam before Aladdin. How long did that run? Let's check on our new amazing system. Guys, we're just killing time until the grosses come out.
We're really just killing time. I don't think we're going to get them at this point.
No, it's okay. We'll do this fact, and then we'll say goodnight.
Yeah. Good night.
Mary Poppins! Good
afternoon.
Okay, baby, it's 10:30. Oh, wow. Okay, so when Disney purchased the theater in 97, they started with King David, which is an Alan Menken show. Mm-hmm.
Aren't they all Alan Menken? Not all, actually.
No, because then the Lion King moved in.
Yeah, and then they transferred.
And they were there for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved so that Mary Poppins could come in from 2016 until 2013.
What was in the Minskoff that Lion King kicked out?
Let's see.
Because this is kind of Disney's thing, is they have control over these two theaters, and there's rumors about them now being able to control the Palace Theater, putting Beauty and the Beast in, because everyone's talking about a Beauty and the Beast revival, and which wouldn't surprise me, because the Palace Theater is just going to be this new hub for money and foot traffic and tourism, and Disney really just relies on tourism for its shows just to keep them running, or else it's not like theater people living in the city or making trips to the city to see, like, people aren't seeing Aladdin and Leopoldstadt in the same weekend. I would love to know if that was your weekend in the city, but Disney's very good about playing their chips correctly to make sure their shows aren't competing with each other.
Yeah, I haven't. So it was Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, interesting.
And I haven't seen Lion King or Aladdin.
Is that
I
a revival?
Really want, yeah. I mean, Fiddler. Let's
Fiddler was
look
in
up.
Fiddler was a while ago, because Fiddler, I was just looking. I said earlier was at the Majestic, which was in like the 60s.
Fiddler
can't be right.
On the Roof
it was later than
first
that.
First production, 1964.
Bang.
Imperial.
Bang at the Imperial.
Maybe it moved to the Majestic.
Oh, okay.
And then it moved.
Moved.
To Broadway
the original theater. Production moved, or was it a revival?
The original production.
Oh, okay.
It was in three different theaters in its first run.
That's wild. That doesn't happen today.
Yeah, well, because it ran for 8 years.
And seven of those were at the Majestic. No, at least four or five.
It doesn't give me dates.
No,
that.
It's fine. But well, that's
it probably does if I click on it. Hold on.
That's wild that they were in three different
theaters.
And
they were all pretty evenly actually distributed. They were all about 3 years each.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Man, they have production photos for it too. This website is fantastic.
Dude, it's banging. It's
okay,
banging.
Okay, and then
like if you need to do research for like a project now, like anything theater related, like this is your go-to.
Yeah. Okay. Then another revival that lasted a year and a half in 76 at the Winter Garden. It's a big theater for that show, man.
I know. So
wow.
Cool. I bet it was awesome.
And then one that lasted less than a year.
It was probably limited engagement.
July 9th through August 23rd at the New York State Theater. Okay, so that is probably a limited engagement.
That's probably renamed something else. The New York State Theater. I bet you that's like the Hudson.
Lincoln Center.
Yeah. Oh, that makes so much sense. New York State Theater makes so much sense. I should have guessed that.
Stupid. Then they were in the Gershwin for another 1 year run. Jeez.
Man.
And then
Fiddler's been all over the place.
Yeah. And then they did another 1 year run in the Minskoff in 04 or 2 years from 04 to 06.
And that's what kicked out
Lion King kicked out.
Yeah.
And then they did another 1 year run in 2015.
That's close to the most, because I know the most revived. Do you know the most revived show on Broadway? It's not what you think it is.
Is it Brigadoon?
It's not. Think of super racist old show.
Oh, Finian's Rainbow?
No, kind of close.
Similar
vibe.
King and I?
No, it's Porgy and Bess.
Porgy and Bess. God, that show fucking sucks.
Yeah.
We had to watch it for my musical theater history class. That was not a fun time.
Yeah.
That also makes
George
sense,
Gershwin. Yeah.
No, I'm thinking of Showboat. But either way.
I don't know. I could look up. I wonder if it's a quick search. Just how many
times. Do you think
there's
going to be a Showboat revival for the 100-year anniversary?
I couldn't tell you.
Because it's coming up. Because I've heard people talking about like, oh, there should be. It's 100 years of Broadway. And it's like, that show is horrifically racist and also not good.
There's a lot. I mean, there's so many.
I mean, Chorus Line is coming back.
So let's see. Porgy and Bess.
I'm sure, is trying to run for 100 years. For
one,
100 year
original production. Two, Broadway revival. Subsequent productions. I'm sure there's a ton hiding in here. And then none adaptation. Adaptation. The Met. I don't know, but I heard that fact the other day. It might also be wrong. But Porky and Bess, I heard a fact that it was the most revived show of all time, which is crazy. But hey, Liam, what do you say? What do you say we stop it there? And what do you say? Same time next week?
Yeah.
Maybe the grosses will be out. Maybe we can talk about 2 weeks of grosses.
I'm reading now that the Mikado is actually the, but now, maybe that's just because it's like an opera. Okay, same time next week, Gavin.
Hey, see you then. Bye, guys.